RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
7:01 is the time. Good morning. It is your weekly golf fix. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Hope you're having a good Saturday morning. Thanks for waking up with us here. I'm Brian Colziel. As you heard, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, a part of the show. They will be in some capacity today. PGA Pro Jeff Metis is over at Park getting ready for his big opening day, so we hope to check in with him at some point. And Kevin Sylvester is doing his PGA Tour radio duties down at Sawgrass at the Players' Championship, and Kevin will join us a little bit later in the show to let us know what's going on with the big pro circuit this week that has one of the best fields in golf. And we'll talk about the Players' Championship. For those of you that watch it every year, you know, a memorable spot to watch on the stadium course. So we'll talk to Kevin a little bit later on in the show. But we are live here today at Craigburn in East Aurora. And we're really excited to be here as we welcome them into our Tee to Green family this year. And joining me right off the top of the show is the PGA Pro here, Frank LaForce. Frank, thanks for having us. Good morning.
Well, very nice to have you here today, Brian, and everybody that's listening to us. We appreciate all the support that all the area gives to the PGA Pros and what Tee to Green does for producing more golfers in our game. So thank you, Brian.
Yes, thank you. We love doing it, and I know that one of the big reasons that the Western York PGA is so heavily involved in our show is that it's our sponsor slogan that they give us. They say growing a giving game, and it really is. And I know, you know, when you first decided to become a PGA professional, Frank, I know that that's something that I know is a passion for all of you. And I when I talk with Jeff every week, and I talk with people like you all the time, I've just you have such a passion for growing the game and getting people as excited about it as I know you are.
Right, Brian, and you know, there's a lot of different ways to grow the game of golf. One is by doing this show over the air. Hopefully we catch a few viewers that, you know, maybe Monday morning go out to the golf course or go to the driving range and hit a few buckets of balls and start admiring and have a passion for the game themselves. And the other way that we like to grow the game is from the bottom up, and that's with our junior golf programs at all the private clubs and all the area golf courses. And, you know, and I think all the communities are starting to grasp at too with different functions that they have to help grow the game.
Tee to Green, we're live here on the air from Craigburn in East Aurora and speaking with the PGA Pro here, Frank LaForce. Frank, my son is 7 and is so into playing golf right now. He just, when he was three or four in the yard, and I would be chipping, and he would be chipping right with it, and we got him the little Nerf set of clubs that you would for someone that age, and then he quickly outgrew that from swinging too hard, and we had to get him kind of a junior set, which is what he has right now, and taking him to the driving range, or even a few times that at night, maybe I'll take him out and play a few holes. It is not only something that I know he loves, but being his father and watching him play and get so excited, it's truly rewarding, and I know that that's probably something that I know that we all love, is whether it's a student of yours or a member that you're working with or a family member or a friend or anything. I mean, playing together even with a foursome of buddies that maybe you don't get to see too often. I mean, that's, I think, one thing that we always love about this game, is that kind of brings that element in.
Yeah, it does, Brian. And, you know, that bonding that you're talking about with your kids and with your friends, that's time that you know, you'll never have again in your life. And one of the great things, especially with growing the game within your own family, be it with your son, one thought I would have there is to make sure he goes to a good PGA Pro to get lessons. I've seen you swing, Brian, and there's a lot of things we need to work on there. So, you know.
So don't have him watch me all the time.
No, well, no, you know, have him watch the TV and hopefully go to Jeff Mitas or a local PGA professional to work with get the right skill set to start his career in golf. But one of the great things about golf itself is the ability for you to share it with people of all different ages, be it your son or your father, your grandfather down the road, and also with a PGA golf pro. You know, you are playing on the same facilities that they do over time, be it at Pebble Beach or at your local Brookfield Golf Club or Park Club. You know, PGA pros have played on that facility in major tournaments, and now you have an opportunity to do that. So that's something that, you know, not a lot of us are going to have an opportunity to go skate at the Sabres Arena or play baseball, you know, at the Red Stadium, but we can go play golf with our kids or our friends at different great facilities.
Yeah, and even this week where the pros are playing at the Players' Championship at Sawgrass, that's a place where is open and people can go and play it. So I think that is cool, where you can be out on the golf course and say, hey, I've seen this shot on TV, and now it's an opportunity for me to do it too. I think that's great. And even as a golf spectator, I think it's such a great spectator sport to go watch in person, in the fact that if you've never done it, I would suggest doing it, even regardless of the level, of just to be so close. There's not many sports that, as a spectator, Frank, I think you can be as close as you can when you're watching a golf event, is that you're right there.
That's very true, Brian. You know, you're elbow to elbow with the PGA pros or the LPGA pros, and if you do get an opportunity to go see one of these events in person, it really it has a different aspect than what you see on TV. You know, we all watch the Masters on TV. We all watch the U.S. Open on TV. But if you have an opportunity to physically go walk with them, it really gives you a great respect for what they do and how they can, you know, maneuver the golf ball around facilities like that and some of the dangers that they have to, you know, overcome when they're playing a game of golf. So it really is a great opportunity to go watch something like that, and you'll learn a lot from that.
Absolutely. Frank LaForce is our guest here on Tee to Green. Brian Colesio live at Craig Byrne in East Aurora at 7:07 here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Well, speaking of wonderful things that PGA pros do, I know that you and we were speaking with your general manager, Dan Franklin, and Tim Faulkner, who I played with here 2 years ago, one of your many fine crew here. I know I've pulled in a little after 6, and you guys got your full force out here out on the course. It looks great. So, I mean, I know that that's one thing that you guys do such a good job with here, I know, is keeping up with how the conditions change. We know Western New York weather, it can change at any moment, but the facility looks wonderful every time that I come here. So kudos to you and your staff. But let's just talk a little bit about the course, the challenges this year with all the rain. I know that when I was speaking with Dan earlier, he had said it last year, it was, how can we keep water on the course? And now many golf courses are saying, how can we get rid of it? What's it been like here?
It's been saturated and wet. It's been very lonely as a golf pro also. I mean, we haven't seen many members out here this year, but thankfully today we've got an opening day function, and we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people we haven't seen yet. As far as the golf course goes, we have a great maintenance crew. We've got a great superintendent, his assistant superintendent. Our superintendent has been here for over 30 years, so he knows every blade of grass on the golf course. Sometimes too much, you know, and he really has a passion for being here, and we have great respect for him and his staff and how well they can get the golf course in great conditions. Craigburn is a wonderful facility. We have championship conditions day in and day out at our golf course. We work our grounds crew to the bone over the summer, of course, like all facilities. But our golf course is a great golf facility, a championship golf facility. With that being said, we also have a great passion for all aspects and all abilities of golfers here at Craigburn. We have one of the widest fairways in all of Western New York here. So really, it's important to keep the ball in play, but we give them room if they do miss a shot here. You know, our biggest attribute here, I think, is our green complexes. We have some outstanding greens that were designed by Robert Trent Jones Sr. back in 1969, and we've kept those architectural features over all the years that we've been here. So
that's a name that you have to be proud of, that you have Robert Trent Jones Sr. attached to the design of your golf course.
Well, I think it's a great thing that our forefathers had great vision to bring in somebody of that caliber back in the late 1960s. We were fortunate to have the Goodyears, who lived across the street from us here at Craigburn, and also Knox is a local family that, you know, many people know their name, but they had a great passion for the area here. They wanted to develop a great golf course, and they had some ties to Robert Trent Jones Sr., so they were fortunate enough to bring him in and design our golf facility here.
Yeah. No, from last time I played, I just remember that exactly how you described it, that off the tee, it was something that you felt like it wasn't going to be, you know, oh my goodness, what am I going to do here? Because it was sort of receptive in terms of that if you didn't hit it perfect, it still kept you alive. But the green areas were spectacular and in such good shape, even as we overlook a few of the holes here right now. For those that maybe have never played it here, just a couple of thoughts on what you think makes this course unique to others.
Well, one of the things that makes it very unique is that we basically have two different nine holes here at Craigburn. We're an 18-hole facility, but we have two different nine holes.
Were they all built at the same time?
They were all built at the same time.
Because sometimes when someone describes it like you're doing it, it was, well, we had a nine and then we added another nine later. So
Correct. But we had, like I said, having an architectural designer of Robert Trent Jones Sr.'s caliber here, he really laid it out from above. So we have nine holes. Our first nine, 1 through 8, basically are in through the trees in a parkland setting, if you want to describe it that way. And then once you hit the eighth tee, you start getting into more of an open golf course, more of a link-style golf course, if you want to say that. We're not near the ocean or a water complex, but we are. Our back nine is more of a links-type facility, where it gives a golfer an opportunity to not. You don't have to carry the ball in the air 200 yards to get to a green. You can run it up. You can use the ground as your asset here, you know, and run the ball on the ground to get it on the green. There's really only a couple golf holes here at Craigburn that is intimidating in the front of the green, where you have to actually carry a bunker or water to get it on the green. But most of the time, Robert Trent Jones had a vision of having everybody be able to play his golf courses. So he gives everybody an opportunity to get on the green, be it if you want to run it up.
Yeah.
So it's real nice.
And coming up, of course, for those that when you pull in, you see the signature silo. That's right out. That's right on the ninth, right?
Correct.
What's the story behind that? And it obviously is something that I know that is such a – when we say unique features, I mean – I can't picture that being anywhere else in Western New York other than right here at Craigburn.
Right, and some of the history of Craigburn is that this was a polo fields for the Goodyears back in the, the 50s and 60s. So basically under our silo is a big steel water tower. And it's just, they hit it in a nice architectural silo to blend in with the facility we have here. You know, we're sitting in the old stables for the Goodyear estate. And, we've kept all the nice designs here, Craig Burnham.
The saddle and the horseshoes over there and things like that. I'm sure that's probably intent. That was something that you put there. No, I think it looks wonderful, but no, that silo coming in, I think, is something that as soon as somebody says Craig Burn, I instantly just picture that approach out of nine with the silo right there. And,
right.
It's very picturesque, no doubt about it.
It is.
All right, let's, for those that, want more Frank's insight, here you go. We're going to make it our time for our official Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, Growing a Giving Game. And one thing that you have to have here that you mentioned was that the ability to have some accuracy on some of these holes here. So let's talk about that, improving ways for golfers in terms of just their accuracy. Is part of it coming down to maybe decision-making, too, when you think about accuracy? What do you think really goes into it? What are some important features?
Right, Brian. I think that's it right there. One of the things is to have a plan before you go out to play golf. You know, what is your plan that day? Target out how many fairways you want to hit that day, how many greens you want to hit, and have a goal in mind. So that once you build that goal, then we can start building our game plan for that day. Accuracy is a huge thing. And be it if you're playing at Craigburn or Fox Valley or Brookfield or CCB, accuracy is, you know, number one, I would think. That, you know, not all of us like playing out of the trees. We enjoy playing in the fairway, be it boring, but it's fun. So one of the things to help accuracy is to, you know, get a target in mind every time you step up to hit a shot. For all those out there that get up to hit the golf ball and the ball goes astray, well, you set your goal to hit the golf ball and you did it. So you've got to add another goal to that, you know, and give yourself a target where you want that ball to go. And really, a lot of times it's that simple. We sometimes overcomplicate it with, you know, trying to keep your elbow in or, you know, turn your wrist over, all that. But, you know, really it's as simple as getting a target in mind, swinging to that target, and letting your body go to that target. You know, if you look at trying to shoot a basket and trying to simulate it with that, if you're shooting a basket, you're looking at the basket and you're following through the basket. I don't know how many of you go out there and try to shoot a basket and keep your elbow in or you know, flip your wrist. You're not thinking that. You're just going out there using your athletic ability, and that's what you should really start doing in golf. It's an athletic sport created that way.
And accuracy in terms of the plan that you said, how about on approach shots? I know that probably for the amateur that's trying to break 100, it's always, well, here's the pin, I'm going to line myself up to that. And I know that that always isn't necessarily the best approach. And, of course, we would all love to hit every shot right next to the pin. That's not something that we're not naive on. But sometimes avoiding the blow-up scores. For me, someone that's going out there as I guess I'd call myself a low 80 golfer whose goal is to try to break 80, I know for me, I'm always thinking, how am I trying to make sure that I never make a double bogey during the day? Because that's the score that ultimately might push me over that 80 mark. So in terms of that, when I'm approaching a shot, I'm thinking, well, even though the pin's right here, I know that if I miss it just on this side, I could be in trouble to the point where maybe on this par four it turns into a six, and that's something that I'm trying to avoid. So I don't know, lining yourself up with the pin every single time, and maybe just talk about that sort of decision.
Right, Brian,
fairway.
I think those are great thoughts right there. You know, the pin may be tucked to the right over water. Yeah. So in that situation, you want to aim safe and swing aggressive. So always pick a spot where you're going to, even if you miss it a little bit, it's going to be safe. But always have an aggressive swing on the shot. You know, don't ever give up on a golf swing. Always follow through, make an aggressive swing to your target, and deal with the results. You know, so it. And one of the other things is, if there's trouble long, always take a little less club. If there's trouble short, make sure you're going to carry the water, even if you only hit it 80%. You know, so pick a club that, if you hit it 80%, it's still going to get you to your target, because there's very, very few of us that are here today that are going to hit it 100% all the time. We're averaging probably around 55-60%. So really, if you can balance that and go for the 80% club, I think your results are going to be better. You're going to be closer to your target, and then have more fun with the game of golf too.
I like that phrase. I'm going to use that again and steal it from you. That aim safe, but swing aggressive.
Right.
I think a lot of times that I myself will get into that habit. I'm sure many golfers listening get into that habit of, okay, well, here's where I want to, quote, aim at, but I need to take that safe shot. And then that's maybe where it becomes, I know my problem physically sometimes, where if I'm hitting what I think is, quote, a safe shot, is I won't have the body. It'll just be all arms. Suddenly I've now pulled that shot that I didn't want to pull to start with here too. But, you know, I like that phrase, that aim safe but swing aggressive.
Right, and yeah. I'm stealing that from one of my predecessors, Lonnie Nielsen, and before him, Bob Fry.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a great thing to try to put in your game plan for golf, is aim safe, swing aggressive. You always want to pick a safe target, you know, and off the tee shot too. You know, we want to aim to a big area, swing aggressive. Always swing aggressive, make a good follow through.
Absolutely. Frank LaForce with us, the PGA Pro, right there with your Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, Growing a Giving Game. And speaking of the Western New York PGA, they have a big event coming up Monday. Speaking of opening days, at Stafford Country Club, they're set to host the Western New York Open. It's the first major championship of the season. So to all the pros playing in it on Monday, good luck. And hopefully we'll have some good news to let you know next week of who ended up having the best day, of course, out of any of that. Frank, before we let you go, I know you're real busy with your day here, getting your opening day ready. Just a couple of thoughts on maybe just some of the big storylines of the season. The rule changes that we've been talking about on the show here quite frequently this year, with what the USGA, the RNA, and the PGA of America, the governing bodies of golf, trying to come together to maybe come up with a less complicated system, I guess we'd describe it here too. Are you in favor of some of the things that you're hearing? Is there anything that maybe amongst the changes that really sticks out to you as something that you really like, or something that might be?
You know, I think it's great that all three big golf communities are getting together to formulate a simplified plan.
Yeah.
Because the rules of golf is, you know, it's teetering on getting a law degree to read the rules of golf, and you really have to have a great knowledge of every rule to implement them in your favor. You know, but if we go back, I believe that the rules of golf started with 13 basic rules back when golf was started.
Wow.
And you know, if we could get back to basics with golf, I think we'd bring more people into the golf community and into playing golf, because I'm sure there's some that are just afraid step on the golf course.
Do you think truly there's people that just, there's so much with the rules that they feel like, well,
I'd rather
do something else.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and I think they're missing an opportunity, because golf is a great game that you can play your whole life. There aren't a lot of games physically that, you know, you can play your whole life like golf. There's nobody, when you're stepping up to the tee shot, you're not going to get whacked by somebody coming across the tee to knock you over. You know, so you're not physically, you're not going to get hurt.
Oh my goodness, I can't even think about that. Add another element to the game. Somebody's coming at me.
Exactly. You know, and I'm not saying that it'll bring some of the younger kids out, but that's not what we're after. But I think the minimizing some of the rules and simplifying would be a great asset for the game of golf overall.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know that there were a lot of things, you know, this last 2 years really on call-ins on rules of golf.
Yeah.
Now, there's one thing that, you know, I don't think that we ever see in any other sporting event, you know, be it you know, if Tom Brady threw a touchdown pass and won the Super Bowl, well, the day later they found out the receiver's foot was out of bounds, and, you know, they're going to negate that and give the Super Bowl to the Atlanta Falcons. Well, that's not going to happen, Brian. But in the game of golf, unfortunately, we've been all too active in calling in and calling a rules issue on somebody that, you know, most likely, I'd say 99% of it, you know, is just an error, and it really did it help that person
right
in that situation? No way.
And then latest example of this, about a month ago, Lexi Thompson in one of the LPGA events, in one of the bigger events, remember that she marks the ball, and then when she comes back to put the ball back down, comes at a different angle, so it looks as though maybe that whether she gained anything by it or not, probably not. It was just the angle that she put the ball down at, which created
right.
A viewer calls in, and then she finds out two-thirds of her way through her round the next day.
Correct.
There's something through that. Yeah, it doesn't seem like
You know, golf
for a game to me that is supposed to be a game of honor and that sort of thing. It felt kind of dirty watching that all play out.
it was sad to watch it play out. You know, the young girl, you know, she's playing a great round of golf.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the following day, you get deflated by that kind of stuff. You know, you're out on the golf course, you're thinking everything's going well, and
she's thinking she's maybe got a chance to win.
Right, right. Yeah. Exactly, Brian. And then it comes out, and surely in any type of situation like that, it's just going to deflate your ego. You know, and really, I think it played into her not winning that event for sure. But I think those little things like that have to come out of the game. We can't allow that anymore.
Yes.
You know, so that's my opinion on that one.
Beautiful. Thank you, Frank. I really appreciate you having us here today. Facility looks great like it always does, and it's always a warm welcome. Dan was here to greet me right away, and you guys are always so nice. So thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome, Brian. Thank you for your time here at Craigburn.
Absolutely. Frank LaForce, the PGA Pro here at Craigburn. And when we step aside, we'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Lonnie Nielsen, I believe. I just saw him coming in. He's going to be joining us next year. So a real treat here. We'll get to pick Lonnie's brain on some of the golf issues and also what he likes about playing here at Craigburn. Brian Colsey with you live on TD Green. We'll be back with more in a moment. And Kevin Sylvester live at the Players Championship at about 7:45. So great show. Stay with us here. Thanks for being with us here on a Saturday morning on WGR.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for the Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Brought to you by the Western New York PGA. Growing a giving game.
.28 is the time. Welcome back to Craigburn here in East Aurora on what we hope will be a beautiful day. Maybe the clouds will break up here shortly. Brian Colsey with you here on Tee to Green. Thanks for being with us on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show presented by the Western New York PGA, by Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, by Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. We are live here at Craigburn in East Aurora, and we're very pleased to be joined by Lonnie Nielsen. Of course, you've heard for many years on the pro scene, continuing his pro game, and also, of course, plays here at Craigburn. Lonnie, good morning. Thanks so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
So let's talk a little bit about this golf course for a few moments here before we maybe catch up with some of your other things of note here. What do you like about playing here?
I absolutely love this place. I think it's one of the great clubs in the country, quite honestly. And it just got so much variety. Beauty to it, and it's so peaceful out here. It's so quiet. I think everybody that plays here, that's their first reaction. You know, normally the clubs are in busy areas,
right?
And here we're in a rural setting, and it's just it's magnificent. It's so peaceful here.
Yeah, the serene feel when you walk in here, it really has it. You're no doubt about it. Especially, I think for a course that, as you had said, is known so well for being so excellent. But you walk in here, you feel like maybe at times you're the only one here when you walk in.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Lonnie Nielsen with us here from Craigburn on Tee to Green. All right, so this course itself here too, Frank said it's got a different set of holes. He said there's some holes that he thinks plays kind of traditional parkland, some that play kind of links style. Is that something maybe that you wouldn't see very often? A lot of times the golf course is kind of the way it is, but I think this has got a nice variety of looks to it.
Oh, yeah. The front nine's cut right through the trees and the back nine's in the wide open spaces. So it really is, it's like I said, I just absolutely love this place. It's a beautiful joint.
What's the hardest shot for you on a place like this?
Well, there's several of them here. There's the fifth hole is a long par three, and the seventh hole is a relatively short par three, but it's got a really narrow green. So both those holes are very difficult. And then the par fives, the 14th hole here is the number one handicap hole, and it's a challenging second shot if you're going to go for that green. There's not much missing room there.
Yeah. I know Buffalo is a place, as you know, that people are very prideful of this area and love talking about it. And I know that's one thing that I know that people that support you and follow your path through all of your pro career here is that people are excited that you still make Buffalo a big piece of your pro career, of course, of even being here. So right. Why was that important to you?
Well, we raised our family here. We moved here in 84, and I was a pro here for 20 years. And so, like I said, we raised our family here, and we have two kids that still live here, and one's in Pittsburgh. So this is home to us, really.
Yeah, and I think that's for people that live here. That's exciting to see because, I mean, for professional golfers, you wouldn't think Buffalo would be a destination. But I know that, you know, people would say that they're very excited that you have made that decision because people are very excited about the fact that there's a connection to the pro scene here, and you obviously have been one of the best ambassadors for golf here in Western New York.
Well, thanks.
All right, so how about just the latest on what you're doing in your pro career here? What has the last year or so been like for you? Kind of give everybody an update of what's going on.
Well, I qualified for the Senior Open last year. I didn't play very well there, but it was in Columbus, Ohio at Scioto, which is an absolutely fantastic place. That's where Jack Nicklaus grew up.
Yep.
It's really hard. I thought it was very hard. I couldn't imagine shooting even par there on my best day, and the 3-under won the tournament. So I thought it was Gene Sowers won. I thought it was an impressive performance. This winter I played in some of the club pro stuff down in Port St. Lucie, and I managed to win the senior stroke play, and my partner and I finished second in the senior junior. So it was a pretty good winter for me. This summer I'm going to try to qualify for the Senior Open again, and then
where is it this year? The Senior Open.
It's in Newport.
Okay, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, yeah. And then I've got an exemption into the Des Moines tournament, which is in Iowa, which is where I grew up. So I'm excited about going back there. That's June 9 to 11.
Do you think, at least for someone like me that follows golf and obviously in some sense covers it for the sense that we have our show going on? The PGA Champions Tour, it seems like now all of a sudden we see bigger and bigger names. Like I feel like that the goal in terms of keeping in touch with these golfers that can still play so well, I feel like that maybe it's growing. I don't know. Are you sensing that, like that the Champions Tour is getting at a level where it needs to be, or do you think there's still some room for improvement?
I think there's some room for improvement. The tournaments now, I think it's by design, quite honestly, but the tournaments have gotten smaller through the years.
Interesting.
And I think they've done that intentionally just so that the top players would keep playing. I think it's important that the top players play a lot, and I think by only having maybe 24
events and not overloading the schedule.
Right.
Yeah.
So it keeps them playing.
And let's face it, there's logistics involved. There's sponsors and all that other things that, you know, when there's less events, maybe it's you're able to make a little bit more, you know, guarantees and things like that along the way. If you were to improve something from the Champions Tour, what would you do with it, do you think, if you had a chance to come in wave your magic wand over it? Is there something that you would do?
Well, I'd love to see him play for more money, which isn't easy. But I also would like to see a few more events. I think 28 is a nice number, and I think they're down to 24 now.
Yep. Lonnie Nielsen with us here from Craigburn in East Aurora on Tee to Green. Brian Colesby with you on WGR. Thanks for being with us. How about just a thought or two on the Players' Championship this week, Sawgrass? That course people have gotten to know quite well now. I mean, a huge reason why the Masters is so popular is that people really know the course. They know Augusta, especially the back nine on TV. I mean, even the casual golf fan that watches it, they know those holes. And yeah. I think you're starting to see that with what we see at the Players' Championship, especially the finish. I mean, the last three, I think, are something that even if you ask what you'd say a semi a golf fan, they know those last three holes.
And they sure
do. It sets up for quite an interesting finish there.
Yeah, I think it's one of my favorite tournaments to watch. I mean, I'd say it's those two, Masters and the Players. Like you said, that finish is really something. 16, 17, 18 are really tough holes. And I actually went through a tour school there. I got on the 17th tee and I literally couldn't breathe. It didn't seem like there was any air there. And I hit one of the worst shots of my career, and it was a big high loop hook, and I got so stinking lucky. It hit on the fringe and bounced to the right, and I managed to make a par and ended up getting my tour card that year. That was in the regular tour.
Wow.
Regular
awesome
tour.
Awesome story. Well, it's comforting maybe for the amateurs listening to know that you're just as nervous standing over a shot maybe as others. That 17th hole obviously will get more TV time than anything this weekend. Yeah. Just what is it like standing on that tee? And do you have advice for those that maybe that are listening that have trouble visually, even what, no matter where they're playing, just that the visual aspect of maybe being intimidated on a golf course? How do you handle that?
Well, you got to take some deep breaths, that's for sure. And I didn't do a very good job of that when I was playing in that tour school there. But, yeah, I'd say deep breaths. I talked to Tom Watson about this. I actually wrote him a letter and said, I see you had trouble early in your career, and I'm still having trouble with it. And that was what his thing, his breath. It was his breathing that he felt was the most important thing.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough,
it's amazing because you'll hear the commentators talk about, well, what's the wind doing, and you know, where's the pin located? But it maybe just comes down to breathing and in between the ears, right?
Yeah, you've got to step up there and be relaxed somehow, some way, and. Like I said, breathing certainly helps that.
Yeah, and
deep
it's a shot that even for the average player, you'd think, well, it's usually between like 130 and 140 that distance,
right,
on that hole.
Yeah, I think it was 147 yesterday, and that's the toughest pin.
Yeah,
when it's in the back, that's when they get aggressive and hit it over the green, and that's usually the mistake there.
What players do you like watching right now on tour? Who catches your eye as someone that
you feel
like is must-see TV?
I still love to watch Phil Mickelson.
Yeah.
I just think he's one of the most exciting players. He had quite a round yesterday. He was all over the place. And,
which is what makes him fun to watch.
Yeah, and just kept making putt after putt after putt. I love watching Jordan Spieth, too, and Rory McIlroy's got a beautiful swing.
Yeah. I always said that I love Spieth's attitude out there, in the sense that he's got that grittiness. Like he's so intense, but at the same time, you hear the conversations that he has with his caddy sometimes too. And then he also, it seems like, he's well in control of his thoughts too. At the same time, I love how he seems like he has that balance. And obviously, he's doing quite well with himself so far in his young career.
For sure.
Lonnie Nielsen with us here from Craigrin for just another minute or two here on WGR and Sports Radio 550 on Tee to Green. Kevin Sylvester is live at the Players' Championship, which, of course, we're talking about right now. And we'll get a live check-in of what Kevin has been seeing over the course of the first 2 days as we head into the weekend. Last thing here, just one thing I know that the Western York PGA is very big about, I'm sure you are too, is growing the game here. Are you seeing a game in this area in Western New York and going in the right direction? Is there something that you'd like to be seen done here too? And just maybe a chance for you to speak to the golfers here in Western New York of just something that maybe you'd like to see out of them.
Well, I think the game is growing slowly, but it is growing again. And we've seen quite an influx of young members here at Craigrin. I bet we have 40 or 50 young kids that are here, and most clubs don't have that. So we're real fortunate that's happened here.
Well, you have a fine facility to play. There's no doubt about it.
That's for sure.
Those youngsters are very lucky to be having a facility like that. Well, Lonnie, we really appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Good luck. We'll be following you, of course, throughout your year here, and thanks again.
All right, my pleasure. Thanks, Brian.
All right, Lonnie Nielsen here from Craigrin, joining us on Tee to Green on WGR. And as we discussed our, of course, look there at the Champions Tour, it's brought to you by Absolute Care and Orchard Brook, affordable adult assisted living. The Champions Tour this week, there is no event. Next week, they'll be playing at the Regent's Tradition. So that's the look at the PGA Tour Champions Tour report, again, brought to you by Absolute Care. All right, very cool. Lonnie Nielsen there, love picking his brain. And, of course, yes, makes Craigrin still part of his playing days, which is very cool. I think that's one thing that a lot of us here in Buffalo, the connection to the big time, we love it. I mean, just people love to talk about, yes, I'm from Buffalo, I'm from Western New York, whether it's a connection of talking about your favorite food or your favorite sports team or whatever. And, you know, for those of you that are golfers in Western New York, Lonnie Nielsen being right here and showing up today to Craigrin to do a segment with us, I thought very, very cool. Just going to mention one other thing too here. Lonnie Nielsen will be playing at the Western New York Open coming up on Monday. That's at Stafford Country Club. He's the defending champion of that. So pretty cool nugget there. And if you want information on that, by the way, I'm just going to tweet that out. Thank you to the Western New York PGA for giving me the chance to do that. They've got a little more but I just tweeted it out at Brian WGR. But Lonnie and the rest of the best Western New York PGA pros will be at Stafford coming up on Monday. So we'll have some information on doing that. Also, for those of you that are thinking about wanting to play in a big-time event, if your USGA handicap is 3 or less, you can try to qualify to play in the Porter Cup. And that event is at Niagara Falls Country Club, of course. That great event's been going on for years and years and years. And the Porter Cup qualifier is on Monday, June 26th. If you want to register, again, all you need is a USGA handicap of 3 or less. You can register at PorterCup.com. And speaking of Twitter and speaking of the Porter Cup, one interesting tweet this week. I don't know how much of it was in jest or how much of it was serious, but it seemed as though it was a pretty serious offer. The Porter Cup this week tweeted out at Tony Romo saying, of course, the former Cowboys quarterback now about to turn into being CBS analyst for their NFL games. Here's the tweet from the Porter Cup saying, "Tony Romo, we see you're trying to play more competitive golf now. Come play in the Porter Cup in Niagara Falls. A spot is waiting for you." So they're reaching out to see if Tony Romo would play in the Porter Cup, which, of course, goes on in July. And we'll be up at Niagara Falls in the start of June for the Women's Porter Cup. And then, of course, we'll be back there for the Men's Porter Cup in late July. Romo, this past week, was trying to qualify for the U.S. Open, but ended up shooting a 75 during his qualifying round and missed it. This is how good you need to be. Is he shot 75, which is a pretty good score, playing from the tips on a championship course. And he was 6 shots behind the last person that moved on to the next round of qualifying. Not even just to get in, just to move on to the next round of qualifying. So that just shows how good you need to be. But, yep, there's another way that the Porter Cup is reaching out to try to – how exciting would that be, I think, if Tony Romo came up and played him? There was even some thoughts last year. I had heard some rumors about Stephen Curry, of course, the great basketball player for the Golden State Warriors, trying to maybe play in some amateur events, and there was some thought that he might even try and play in some amateur events, including the Porter Cup last year. I know I had heard some kind of rumblings about that, but Curry, beyond the fact that he might be the best, one of the best players in the NBA, well, he is one of the best players in the NBA, also is a very, very good golfer. These athletes are good in more than one sport. Yes, this just in, they are. So Curry, who knows, maybe we'll see him in some amateur events down the road, as we see with maybe Tony Romo trying to play in some of these events right here. So anyway, we want to thank Lonnie Nielsen for joining us here on WGR on Tee to Green, which is presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges, great place to go get your clubs fixed, re-gripped, fitted, all that stuff right there. Go see Kevin and Donna inside the Whirly Golf Dome. My 9-iron had a little bend in the shaft, so Donna's working on it right now. So go and take your stuff in there. It's a great place. Michelob Ultra, custom turf, also a great spot. If you're thinking about maybe getting something in your basement in terms of like a putting green or just something to tinker around with, well, custom turf can take care of you. They just do absolutely wonderful stuff. I know that the guys here on the show, myself, Jeff, and Kevin, we're looking forward to getting our putting green. You can have it in your basement. You can have it in your backyard. Some of the pictures of some of the things that people have done, pretty incredible. Check it out, customturf.com. And, of course, our home clubs, also part of our presenting sponsorship, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. Okay, when we come back, we'll get a look at the Encore Golf and Cobra Puma Golf PGA Tour leaderboard. We'll go live to Sawgrass down in Florida and the Players' Championship. We'll get an update from Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colzio. We're live here at Craigburn, beautiful place here in East Aurora. Thanks for being with us here on a Saturday on Tee to Green. We'll be back with more in a moment on WGR.
Time for a check of the PGA leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's golf ball, and by Cobra Puma Golf. Golf, where there's a king, you'll always find gold. Ask your pro shop for Cobra Puma.
It is time for a check of the Encore Golf and Cobra Puma Golf PGA Tour leaderboard, the Players' Championship, the unwritten fifth major going on right now. Tie for the lead between Louis Oosthuizen and Kyle Stanley. After both shooting 66 yesterday, they're at -9. JB Holmes, and how about this one? Vijay Singh the oldster getting in there. He is Holmes minus seven. Vijay Singh is three back. He's at minus six heading into the weekend. Oh, Canada, you've got some representation. David Hearn is at minus five amongst a group of five there. It also includes Ian Poulter. It's good to see his name back in there. John Rahm at one point yesterday was winning. Of course, the Spaniard has been excellent so far this year. He fell back a little, but still very much in play at minus four. Some of the other big names, if you're wondering what they're doing at the Players' Championship, well, Mickelson, we mentioned earlier there, with Lonnie Nielsen at minus two, Jason Day at minus two, Henrik Stenson minus two, and Jordan Garcia, who always plays well here at even. He had a hole-in-one on the 17th. In the first round, Dustin Johnson minus one, is even. Rory McIlroy is even. And the biggest name to miss the cut, I'll go ahead and throw it to Jordan Spieth. He's now missed the cut, I believe, three times in a row in this event. Speaking of this event, for more on the Players, we go now live to Florida. And Kevin Sylvester, of course, always part of the Tee to Green show, down there working for PGA Tour Radio. Kevin, good morning.
Morning, Brian. Craig Byrne, what a great golf club in Western New York. This is probably the only place I'd rather be this week than be at Craig Green. So send my regards to everybody there.
I will. Kevin, I know you probably have the same feeling. I said, I think the word serene, I don't know. I just, when you pull in here and it, you feel like you're like the only person in the world at that point. It's just so peaceful. It's so quiet. And, I mean, the course is right there just as you walk right up. And it's got such a unique set of holes to it. It's a really, really, really gem here in Western New York.
Hey, if you think you're a good golfer in Western New York, go play Craig Byrne. You'll find out. You'll find out soon enough just how good you are. That is a great test of golf. I'm not saying hard. It's hard, but it's a test of golf, as is, you know, the stadium course, the TPC Sawgrass for the Players' Championship. But Brian, have you been down here? Have you been to Sawgrass?
I have not been there. Tell me what it's like. You've been walking the course the last couple of days. What have you seen? What's been enlightening to you?
Well, I'll tell you, it television does not do it justice. And people say that about, you know, Augusta National. I'm going to say the same thing about the stadium course. It is, you know, we know the holes. So you were talking about that earlier with Lon. You know the holes, and when you get there and you see them, and you're just like, wow, this is just a little different than it looks on TV. Wow, that green bank's a whole lot more. On Wednesday during the practice round, that's when we really, get out, look at the holes, stand on the tee boxes. 17, we have to walk across the tee box to call the shot. But so on Wednesday, I was standing there on the tee box looking at that island green, and they've built it up so much. It's an amphitheater now, you know, the hills around it and the double-deck chalets there. So you are really into a stadium once you hit your second shot into that 16th green, which, by the way, from the fairway, when you look down at 16, that tree is your aiming point. It's the split cypress tree there. That's your aiming point. And, you know, players are able to reach there in two, but it is not an easy shot by any means. And then once you complete that hole, you go over to 17, you stand in that tee box, and that island looks like the size of a penny. It's amazing how small it looks with that target. It was playing 127 on Thursday, 122 on Thursday. And I was actually between the 16th green and the 17th tee because I was following Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas group. Sergio was ahead of them and saw the hole-in-one. It was great. Fred Albers on the team had an unbelievable call. You should go back and look at the highlights or listen to the highlights of PGA Tour replay. You can download the podcast. But he had an unbelievable call of that hole-in-one. And actually nothing was happening for Sergio until that point. You know, he made a two-putt birdie on 16, but he makes that hole-in-one. That got him, through after that first round. So it was an amazing moment, and the whole place was going crazy. Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, and Justin Thomas, they had to stop. They had to wait for things to calm down. And I notice players are doing that all the time because of the anticipation, that amphitheater of that island green, the 17th, such a great hole. And then, Brian, you go to the 18th tee. That shot looks hard on television. I tell you, you stand on that tee box, all you see is a strip of bacon hit the golf ball too. And it is no wonder why everybody aims at those trees right. They're able to reach the green there, but that is such a difficult tee shot. So, this course is it's breathtaking, the kind of shape it's in, and the holes you know, and you get there and you see them from behind the green, and you see why players hit the ball to where they hit to have it feed towards the hole. Just a fantastic experience.
Kevin Sylvester is live at the Players' Championship as we get an update on what's going on with the players. Brian Colziel here at Craigburn in East Aurora. Well, let's just a quick minute thought here, Kevin, on just some of the players that you've seen. I mentioned John Rahm yesterday. I know early he got out to a great start, and I thought, uh-oh, he might run away with it because we know he has that talent. He fell back just a little. Of course, he's still in it at -4. There's a lot of big names after Rahm in that -2 to even range. I know that, of course, if getting some of them going would make it very interesting. You have Adam Scott, Stenson, Day, Mickelson, McElroy, Kucher, Dustin Johnson, all in that mix. Is it too much to try and have them make up 9 shots right now? Because Ustazen and Stanley have separated themselves a little from that big pack of big names.
All right, well, let's look at last week. For example, the Wells Fargo, Dustin Johnson just makes a cut. Then he shoots 10 under, or he finishes second. So, no, those players you mentioned are not out of it. They can go out there and shoot a low number. I'm going to say a low number is 66 this week. That's a low number. They're going to keep the greens at a 12.5 on the fifth meter, but you're also going to get some weather. So, you know, those guys are teeing off earlier. They're going to beat some of the weather that's going to be coming in today, where the leaders are going to play with some of that weather. And I mean, rain, there could be thunderstorms. Obviously, they would have a delay for that. But, no, it's not out of possibility. However, Louis Oosthuizen and Kyle Stanley in the lead. Oosthuizen had a clean card yesterday at 66. And let me tell you, coming in, you know, he started on the 10th tee, so he came in the front. 6, 7, and 8 are hard holes. Those are just tough failures. The back-to-back par fours. They put a lake in there this year instead of this huge mound that used to be there. And that 8, hole, it's, you know, played 234 yesterday, a par 3. So tough. You know, Oosthuizen got up and down to save par, or actually had 2 of the holes. He had incredibly long lag putts and 2-putter for par. It was really impressive with how fast the greens were going and the wind conditions, the breezes that they had yesterday. And Oosthuizen, if you have not seen his swing in person, it is just, it's a thing of beauty. People always talked about, you know, how great his swing is. It is. It is just fantastic, and kept the ball in the fairway, and that's going to be his game plan again today.
Awesome. Kevin, before we let you go, a couple things. First of all, I know that we're looking forward to the second annual Duster Challenge coming back in July, and registration is now open, correct?
Yeah, yes, it is open, DusterChallenge.com. That's the putting tournament, and it's going to benefit the Western New York PGA Foundation. Portion of those proceeds are going to do that, and they'll have some other raffles and stuff going on to help the Western New York PGA Section Foundation and some of the great work they do with some of the programs with veterans and other things they do. So we're happy to partner with our friends at the Western New York PGA. It'll be at Fox Valley Club. Again, it's a Friday night this year, so we're in the element of fun on a Friday night. There'll be the kids' division, and we'll have some activities for the kids after they're done, and then the adults take over. And guests just say, well, it's going to be dark. We're going to take care of that with lights this year. It's a great time. Food's included. Drinks are included. So it's going to be, if you heard about it last year and said, wow, it was fun, make sure you get in this year and get in early. DusterChallenge.com. And, you know, spectators are welcome to come, but if you want to participate, you know, help make a donation and, you know, the food and everything that's going on, there is a spectator pass, if you will, that you could purchase and be a part of it. So that's all there, DusterChallenge.com.
Very cool. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. Have a blast this weekend. We'll be looking for you, and keep a close eye on 17. I have a feeling it's going to come down to the end like it normally does there. It's such a wonderful stage to watch golf. I think that this tournament is definitely one of the best.
Yeah, Brian, and I want to mention, you asked me to get you something, so, and you reimbursed me. I spared no expense for you, okay? So I just
perfect.
Went the most expensive item in the shop and grabbed that for you. So I hope you like the rhinestone leather. But I got that for you, so checkbook ready.
Beautiful. Well, luckily, I'll take some of Jeff Metis' tee to green expense for him. He's got a lot built up there, so I'll have to use it.
All right,
it.
Good stuff, man.
Thanks, Kevin. All right, appreciate it. All right, Kevin Sylvester, of course, always part of tee to green. whether he's with us in person on the roundtable or working for PGA Tour Radio. He is at the Players, and yeah, I'm a little jealous of him being there, getting to walk around this weekend, but a very cool spot. Listen, if you want to go and make an event or a trip, you know, whether it's down to watch something like this and then maybe get some rounds in at courses around TPC Sawgrass, or maybe you're even thinking even bigger, like going overseas, Scotland, Ireland, or anywhere around the globe, we have our friends at Golf Away Tours. You can contact TJ Rule, a really cool way to get your buddies together, a group of friends, family, on a trip that can include maybe some spectating and also could include some playing. But if you're looking for a golf trip in terms of playing, contact golfawaytours.com. Really cool place to go. One more note before we let you go here. Of course, part of our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. Fox Valley, they want to let you know that they're holding an open house on Sunday, May 21st, from 1 to 5 p.m. You can come on in, and they tell you all this stuff about the staff, their board of governors, about everything about the entire club, what makes them so great for all with all their kids programming. And, of course, we always mention how you're really getting three for the price of one. With joining Fox Valley, you also have access to play Tantera and Briarwood, three unique golf courses, all very close to one another. If you want to go to that Fox Valley open house or get more information on it, you can contact Marie McConnell over at Fox Valley. But again, that's Sunday, May 21st from 1 to 5 p.m. Hey, I want to thank everybody here at Craigburn for rolling out the red carpet and making us feel so welcome. General Manager Dan Franklin, PGA Pro Frank LaForce, and his assistant Tim Faulkner, and also to Lonnie Nielsen for joining us. And for Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for joining us here on Tee to Green from Craigburn East Aurora. We'll be at Wanaka Country Club next Saturday, 7 to 8, right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Have a great weekend, everyone.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.